Good morning. My name's Christopher Tabak, and I'm here now to renew a request that I've made before, as recently as just 1 month ago at this meeting, and in a letter correspondence sent to this body. On behalf of my client, the Bell of Sioux City, and a request that I've made not only as recently as a month ago, but has been made previously in various communications with this body. And my request is simply this, that this body stop what it's doing in Woodbury County. And what I mean by that is on April 18th, this body purported to issue a license to SCE to operate a casino in Woodbury County. You should immediately stay the grant of that license, effective immediately, and stay any and all subsequent contract approvals made in furtherance of that license grant. Why? First, because you do not have the power, you did not have the power, to grant that license. And why do I say that? I say that because as long as the Bell is authorized to operate a casino on the river, which it is and which it does, the law precludes the IRGC or anybody else from establishing a land-based casino at the same time. That's Iowa Code 99F2C. Why else should you stay the grant of that license to SCE? Because the IRGC, this body, has only sought to get around that prohibition on two casinos operating at the same time, licensed at the same time, in two different, two dissimilar venues, by deciding after granting a license to SCE that it should revoke the Bell's license or not renew it. Well, that's a violation of due process. It's like saying, don't worry, we've already scheduled your execution. We'll get around to your trial eventually. You cannot have a fair hearing if the result is predetermined. Everybody, I think, knows that. It's common sense. At least everybody, I think, should know that. Why else should this body stay the grant of the license to SCE? Because in the course of your request for proposal process, as you know, you didn't follow your own rules, the rules set forth for all the applicants in various ways and at various times. You had rules on deadlines to make changes, but you let SCE and SCE alone break those rules, make changes, submit refinancing information. That process is simply unfair, unfair to all the applicants. But the real point, the reason I'm here today, is because no sensible, straight-thinking body with governmental responsibility should turn a blind eye to these kinds of issues. And that is what I fear you are doing. You are not taking them seriously. These issues are all squarely before a court, but letting everyone proceed before they're resolved is the worst possible outcome. You put everybody involved, everybody implicated, the Bell, the Argosy Casino and all of its employees, SCE and its various vendors, and the citizens of Sioux City in an untenable position of uncertainty. So that's why I'm here to ask you again to stop. There's no urgency to get something done. There's no deadline to get something done. And it is better to do it right than it is to do it quickly. This body of all things should be concerned about making sure that what it does correctly, that it does right. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe we have a response from the Attorney General's office.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. My name is John Lundquist. I'm from the Iowa Attorney General's Office. I've been representing the state of Iowa and the Commission in the ongoing litigation here in Polk County concerning the issuance of the licenses in Woodbury County and other matters that have been undertaken in regard to allowing the gaming to continue up there in Sioux City. I want to thank you for taking this under consideration here today. In order for Bell of Sioux City to pursue a stay in the district court, jurisdictional rules require that they first ask this body that they stay their action. And therefore, they have met that burden here today by going forward and making that request. And I would ask you that you take under consideration the necessary statutory factors and give them full and fair consideration in rendering a decision here today as to whether or not this matter should in fact be stayed or if the status quo should be maintained. In doing so, the Iowa Code provides for four factors that should be weighed by this body in determining whether or not a stay should be issued while judicial review is pending here in Polk County on the decisions that this body has made. I'll just summarize what those four factors are as they appear in Iowa Code Chapter 17A19. The first being the extent to which the applicant is likely to prevail when the court finally disposes of the matter. Basically, is there a likelihood they'll succeed on the merits of their claims? Number two being the extent to which the applicant will suffer irreparable injury if relief is not granted. So what harm will they suffer if this body does not choose to stay the actions that were previously undertaken? The third being the extent to which the relief, the grant of relief to the applicant will substantially harm other parties to the proceeding. And the fourth being the extent to which the public interest relied on by the agency is sufficient to justify the agency's actions in the circumstance. So basically, what is the public interest? Should we or should we not grant a stay? I would argue that in weighing those four factors that indeed they do balance in favor of preserving the status quo as it currently exists. Now, let's keep in mind what is currently before the court here in Polk County and what is not. Belle of Sioux City has challenged the decision of this commission to open up Woodbury County to the application process to consider those applications. They have also challenged the award of that gaming license and licenses to operate, the license to conduct gambling up there to Sioux City Entertainment and Missouri River Historical Development, and following contracts that this body has approved in order for that project to proceed. While that is going on, you've heard many times persons from Bell get at this podium and elsewhere state that you have revoked their license. You have not revoked anybody's license in this matter. You have taken action to deny renewal of that license because, in your opinion, they did not meet the statutory requirements for maintaining that license. However, they have appealed that decision, and at some future time there will be a contested case hearing held on that question. And as a result of that, they're allowed by the Administrative Procedure Act to continue operating as though their prior license is not expired. So what does that mean? What does that leave us with as far as the status quo is concerned? They are operating and conducting gambling games at the Argosy Casino, the Belle of Sioux City. They are collecting revenue from that. They are paying the state. They are collecting the 3% that's necessary to go to their qualified sponsoring organization. Their employees are working. The public can come to that riverboat and play gambling games as the law allows. What is Sioux City Entertainment and MERD doing? They're building a facility that they intend to open sometime next year. They are not conducting gambling games at this point in time. They are not taking revenue away from the Argosy of Sioux City. They are not taking away those gaming dollars. So I would argue that in weighing these factors, that you keep that in mind, that they're gambling, the competition is not, that's the status quo right now, and there's no reason, in my opinion, to change that at this point in time. Just to briefly address the four factors, the first being the likelihood of success on the merits. This commission did have authority to open up Woodbury County to new gambling applications and to ultimately award that application to the entity to which you you did. Why do I say that? Well, in order for someone to operate a casino anywhere in the state of Iowa, they have to have a license, and they also have to be partnered with an entity, a qualified sponsoring organization that is licensed to conduct gambling games. In this particular instance, that necessary element is missing. On the application that they submitted to this commission for renewal of their operator's license, there is a space for their qualified sponsoring organization, the entity that legally may conduct gambling games, to sign off and give their approval that they too desire to continue conducting gambling games at that particular location. That signature is not on this form because their affiliated sponsoring organization, Missouri River Historical Development, did not sign off. They did not seek to continue their right to conduct gambling games at that particular location. And once they gave up that right, all that the Bell is left to operate is nothing. Unfortunately, that's the way the Iowa legislature structured our gambling laws in this state, that you can only operate what your qualified service organization is licensed to conduct. And in this case, that's nothing. And as a result of that, in order for gambling to continue in Woodbury County, it was indeed necessary for this group to seek applications and ultimately to award an application. That process was conducted out in the open. People submitted those applications. They made presentations to this group. You weighed those factors that you deemed important, and the statute gives you the right to consider, and you made an award. And even though Bell submitted two applications, someone else was granted that license, and that's within your authority to do. Now, you've heard that there's complaints about the fact that you gave people the opportunity to amend those applications. I think in the area of financing, that is entirely reasonable. You would want to know what financing is available, whether it's an improvement in the proposed financing, or if their financial position is somehow deteriorated. You would want to know that as well, because when weighing these applications, you need to know what's going on in the now and present. And so, therefore, I think that was appropriate for you to consider those changes as conditions improve for one applicant, just as you would want to know if someone else had lost their financing or went into bankruptcy or had some other major financial difficulties. Given the length of the application process, which takes several months for them to be vetted through the background checks, the investigation, the weighing of the proposals, the presentations, the site visits, it's just not reasonable to expect that someone's financing is going to be frozen in time 6 months before you actually make that award. And so, therefore, I think that was entirely reasonable. As far as the question of whether or not Bell will suffer irreparable harm if you don't stay now, 8 months after you issued that award to Sioux City Entertainment and MERD to build the Hard Rock Casino in Sioux City. As I indicated earlier, Bell continues to operate, SCE and MERD are not. Therefore, Bell is not being negatively impacted at this point in time as a result of your award, and any argument to the contrary is just mere speculation. They carry the burden in determining and in convincing you and a court that this action should be stayed, and mere speculation is not enough. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled multiple times that financial loss, loss of business, loss of reputation generally do not rise to the level of irreparable injury. In this particular case, I think it's necessary for you to keep in mind, where or how this thing came about. Is they had an agreement with a qualified service organization that could conduct gambling games. They were unable to reach an extension of that agreement that was acceptable to all parties in this commission. And as a result of that, they lost their qualified service organization to a different operator. They need to take some responsibility themselves for why we find ourselves here in this particular situation. And they've brought legal action against MERD to try and recoup their rights under their operating agreement and to collect whatever damages and other equitable relief is available. And that's the appropriate venue in which to resolve that that situation is in a court here in Polk County against MERD, not by asking this group to stay in action that it's taken to further protect jobs and gambling revenue up there in Sioux City, both for the state and various charitable organizations. Which brings us to the third factor, is how would this impact other parties? Sioux City Entertainment has made substantial investment beginning construction of their casino up there. The city of Sioux City has issued bonds. They've closed streets. They've deeded property in furtherance of this project. And any delay in those facilities opening when this matter is finally resolved would be to their detriment. There's plenty of time left for this litigation in Polk County on this judicial review to be heard by a judge and decided long before those facilities will be ready to open next summer. And that process should be allowed to take course. And if Sioux City and Sioux City Entertainment and MERD want to continue building their casino with the potential hanging over their head that that project may be stopped by a judge at some future time, they're proceeding at their own risk. And they understand that. And that's for them to decide whether or not they want to accept that risk and move forward. So I do not see a need based upon that injury that could potentially be posed to them to stay this action. And lastly, the public interest. Clearly the public, the state of Iowa, expects this body to regulate gambling in a fair and reasonable and orderly manner. And that's, in my opinion, what you have attempted to do throughout this process. You know, when faced with an unprecedented situation where an existing operator and an existing sponsoring organization could not reach an agreement as to how to continue their relationship, this group had to step in, had to take action, ultimately decided you had to reopen the licensing process there in Woodbury County and award a new license to someone else because of this unprecedented situation. And to maintain the gambling revenue, the charitable donations, the jobs that are attributable to gambling and tourism up there in Sioux City as a result of the casino. And so based upon the weighing of those four actions, I would just ask that the commission do indeed preserve the status quo, deny the request for stay, and allow this matter to proceed through judicial review in the district court. Thank you for your time this morning.
If not, in trying to make a decision on as to how to proceed, I do believe that the commission needs to consider those statutory factors as set forth by Mr. Lundquist. Those are the appropriate factors that we need to consider in terms of whether to grant this request or deny this request. And I know on my part, those are the factors that I have considered. I think those are the appropriate ones. And I will, on my part, indicate that for the reasons set forth by Mr. Lundquist, I agree with his analysis of those factors, how they should apply in this particular case. And I do not believe that Bell has met the burden of justifying a stay of our actions in this matter. I would also add, just as a maybe editorial comment, I believe this commission does take these issues very seriously. But for the reasons of that I indicated on the statutory criteria, I do not believe that Bell has met the burden, and so I will make a motion to deny the request of Bell of Sioux City LP for a stay of the issuance of the licenses to Sioux City Entertainment and Missouri Historical River Development and the other actions of this commission authorizing the development of the Hard Rock Sioux City Casino. That would be my motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is an update on the potential purchase of IOC Davenport.